with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a key redistricting vote in Indiana.
Indiana Republicans have blocked President Trump's redistricting push in a rare break with the White House.
19 ayes, 31 noes. This bill has been defeated.
In a resounding rejection of a pressure campaign from President Donald Trump, Indiana Republican senators voted down a new congressional map created to give the GOP an advantage in the upcoming 2026 election. 21 senators from the Republican supermajority in the chamber's 10 Democrats voted against the map. The map would have split the city of Indianapolis into four districts. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Questions about aviation safety are dogging a massive defense bill that's before Congress. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
Washington state is under a state of emergency from a barrage of torrential rain that sent rivers flowing over their banks, caused mudslides to close highways, and trapped people in floodwaters. The governor says flooding could reach historic levels. Officials say 78,000 people live in the floodplain north of Seattle that has been ordered to evacuate. The weather's already prompted rescues and road closures. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 646 points, the Nasdaq dropped 60. This is SRN News. A battle over faith is raging north of the border.
In the province of Quebec, lawmakers are considering a hate crimes law that would bar any and all religious expressions in public. It's aimed at Muslims who sometimes pray in public, but Muslim, Christian, and other faith leaders are railing against the legislation. Analysts say the measure would also bar Christians from wearing a cross and Muslim women from wearing a hijab. Religious freedom guarantees in Canada are not as strong as here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in Washington, D.C. 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP attorneys general have asked the FDA to reinstate in-person restrictions and upend the transit of abortion pills. 47 Democratic senators and 20 attorneys general issued letters supporting the safety of abortion drugs. This is SRN News. A football coach in a marquee college program in the Big Ten has been fired for alleged inappropriate conduct. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Michigan fired football coach Sharon Moore on Wednesday, saying a university investigation had found evidence of a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The stunning announcement said Moore's alleged conduct was a clear violation of university policy. Moore, the team's former offensive coordinator, was promoted to the top job in January 2024 to replace Jim Harbaugh. The 9-3 Wolverines are set to play Texas in the Citrus Bowl in a few weeks. Under Moore, Michigan posted an 18-8 record over parts of three seasons. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Moore is now being held in jail while police investigate the situation that led to his arrest. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.